Hello, and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Today is August 19th, and in our first segment today, monarch butterflies have a problem. The monarch population is declining. There are several reasons why. One reason is because humans are killing off a food source called milkweed. In this segment, we're going to discuss that with an outdoor educator who's coming to Chattanooga soon to give a presentation about monarchs. Wanda DeWard will be in town August 25th. The Tennessee Valley Chapter of the Wild Ones and the Tennessee Aquarium are bringing DeWard here for her presentation, The Mystery and Magic of Monarchs. We've got DeWard on the phone today. She lives in the town of Walland, Tennessee, which is about 120 miles northwest of Chattanooga. Wanda DeWard, welcome to Around It About Chattanooga.
Thank you.
So monarch butterflies need milkweed. This plant is an essential food source for them. But human beings have been eradicating milkweed for years. Farmers, gardeners, other people are killing off the milkweed. Why are people doing this? I don't think anybody would want to deliberately hurt monarch butterflies.
Well, I don't think that people realize how essential milkweed is to the monarch butterfly, because I think monarchs are really one of the most popular butterflies that most people would recognize. But I think that the reason it's being destroyed, there's a lot of reasons. One is just development, urbanization, and sprawling development. And in agricultural practices, they've developed crops that are genetically engineered. That's kind of a bad word these days, but it is true that they are resistant to herbicides. And so farmers are able to just spray the entire field, and it kills everything, all the nectar sources, including milkweed, that are in that field. The only thing that survives would be the actual crop that's resistant to the spray.
And so the Tennessee Valley Wild Ones here in Chattanooga, they're distributing these milkweed plants and encouraging people to plant it. They're also bringing you here for a talk called The Mystery and Magic of Monarchs on Sunday, August 25th. How long have you been studying monarchs? What do you do with monarchs?
Oh, wow. I got interested in monarchs actually because of milkweed. I was growing milkweed because I thought it was beautiful and because it's edible as a food source, and also to make string. It's a cordage plant. So one day I went out and I'm looking at my milkweed and I see all these little holes in the leaves, and I get a hand lens and see these little wormy things that turned out to be caterpillars. So I started raising them. This was way back in like 1994, 1995. I found out about the tagging program and the migration and Monarch Watch, and got involved watching them, gathering them, realizing along roadsides milkweed would get mowed and sprayed. And so as soon as I see it, I stop and I gather the caterpillars and raise them and go into classrooms and share with community groups just so they understand there's this connection, this deep connection and relationship between plants and animals and people.
Your talk is going to be called The Mystery and Magic of Monarchs.
Yep.
What are you planning to tell people in this talk?
Well, a lot about their life cycle and why milkweed is important and why habitat protection is important. But also there's a lot of mystery. We don't know how monarchs accomplish this unique migration, which, by the way, is unique to this butterfly and unique to North America. And it's only recently that they proved that the monarch actually migrates. It used to be thought a very foolish myth. But in 1976, which is within my lifetime, it was finally proven that the butterfly actually migrates all the way from up north in Canada down to Mexico. And the mystery part is we don't know how they do it. We don't know why. We just know they do it. So we're trying to protect them and study it and learn from it.
And from what I understand, they do kind of a census in Mexico of the monarchs, and they're finding the numbers are dwindling.
Yes. Numbers are, according to Monarch Watch, at the smallest recorded number to date. And the Wildlife Foundation, Worldwide Wildlife Foundation, has indicated with their survey that there's a decrease of like 59%. And Journey North, which also tracks them, says it's an 80% decrease. So anywhere from 59 to 80% decrease in numbers. It's just the lowest in 20 years that people have been studying them.
What kind of effects have you seen here in the East Tennessee area studying monarchs in this part of the world?
Well, for me personally, like I said I've been watching them since like 1995, 96, and I actively look for monarchs. Eggs, caterpillars, adults, you name it, I'm looking for them. And I have only seen one monarch so far this year. Generally, I would see anywhere from 20 to 80 in the spring and hundreds in the fall. And I've only seen one so far this year. I have two other naturalists I know who actively look for them. And in total, the three of us have seen six adults. That's it. We have found no eggs or caterpillars. So breeding has not been taking place in our region that we've been able to find. So it's a big drop.
Well, Wanda Ward, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
That's Wanda DeWard. She's an outdoor educator in Walland, Tennessee. She's going to come to Chattanooga August 25th to give a talk, The Mystery and Magic of Monarchs. The Tennessee Aquarium and the Tennessee Valley Wild Ones are presenting this event. The Tennessee Valley Wild Ones, that's a natural landscaping group here in Chattanooga. I spoke with the president, Sally Wenzel, about what they've been doing here in Chattanooga. The Tennessee Valley Wild Ones, you all have been involved in bringing milkweed here to the Chattanooga area. What specifically have you been doing? Where have you been getting this milkweed? What are you bringing it in for?
Yes, in May we got a delivery of 1,500 milkweed plants, five different species of milkweed. We bought it and brought it into this area with a specific goal of adding more milkweed plants to the area because milkweed is the one and only food source of the monarch caterpillar. So that was part of our Wild for Monarchs program we've been running this year, and we'll continue encouraging homeowners, landowners to not only plant milkweed, but don't mow it down.
What does it look like? Because I think if I were out there with the weed eater, I would probably not even realize what it was.
Well, first of all, the common milkweed is pretty tall with nice, large green leaves, and then it has a pink or purpley-pink globe, flower globe. And I think you'll know milkweed in the fall because it's that plant with those big pods that you open it up and they're full of little parachutes and seeds. It's a really cool plant.
With the planting of milkweeds, you're doing more than just putting plants in your yard. You're actually helping monarch butterflies. How important is that to the Tennessee Valley Wild Ones in general, the idea of plants that are more than just ornamentation? They actually have some kind of ecological function.
Thank you for that entree. Yes, native plants do actually provide habitat. They support living creatures. If you want to have birds and butterflies and bees in your yard, what better way than to plant plants that provide them food, shelter, nourishment, protection? So native plants, they're also part of what makes this area special. Many people grow up in this area. They are accustomed to seeing certain shrubs and such, and it's that whole sense of place that native plants provide that ornamentals or plants from other parts of the world do not.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you once again for giving me a chance to talk about this important program.
The Mystery and Magic of Monarchs presentation is coming up Sunday, August 25th. More information is online at the Tennessee Aquarium's website under the events section. You can also find information online at the Tennessee Valley Wild Ones website. That's chattanooganatives.blogspot.com. Again, chattanooganatives.blogspot.com. You're listening to Around It About Chattanooga.